And now, here is the director of the Broadway Playhouse, Mr. William Keeley.
The curtain rises on the third act of June Bride, starring Betty Davis as Linda Gilman and James Stewart as Carrie Jackson. Linda Gilman's June Bride has turned into a January Bride, thanks, she believes, to Carrie Jackson. And her own romance with the ex-foreign correspondent is as cold as the Indiana countryside. In this moment of despair, Carrie has a visitor, the little fixer-upper, Boo Brinker.
Do me a favor, Boo. Don't ever be a woman.
You're still mad at me, aren't you? And Linda still thinks it was you who brought Jim Mitchell back.
Well, it doesn't matter. Don't worry about me.
Oh, I'm not worried about you. It's what I've done to Bud. He's coming over.
You told him about Jean? What'd he say?
He said, huh.
Huh. I see. Well, evidently, it wasn't much of a blow to him.
It was. I can tell from the way he said it.
Oh, you're really in love with Bud, aren't you?
Oh, but he doesn't like me.
What makes you so sure?
Oh, I can tell.
How?
The way he breathes.
The way he breathes. I don't get it, but...
Well, when he's around Jean, he always breathes like this.
Uh-huh.
But when he's around me, he doesn't breathe at all.
Well, you know why? Because he doesn't really think of you as an attractive woman.
Why not?
Well, I haven't the faintest idea.
Oh!
Now, if we could only make Bud jealous, if we could make him think that somebody, me, for instance, was madly in love with you, if only... Look, go upstairs and tell Paula to give you that honeymoon dress that Jean was going to wear. Put it on.
But I can't. Bud's coming over.
That's just the point. Now, hurry. I'll keep him occupied till you're ready to come down. Where is she? Where's Boo? What's she want? Sit down, Bud. Here, have a chair. Have half a sofa. Bud, the minute I saw you, I said to myself, now there's a man of the world.
You did?
Yes. Naturally, when all this happened with Jean, why, I knew that you'd take it well.
Yeah, I'm trying to, Mr. Jackson.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad we had this chance to get together and talk, old man. I wanted to ask your advice on something.
Yeah?
It's about Boo.
Boo?
Boo. Do you think that Boo could be interested in a man like me?
Huh?
I refer to marriage, of course.
Boo?
Boo. See, since I've been here, I've become very fond of her.
Boo?
I must say I admire your ability to carry on a conversation with a very few simple little words.
Well, a lot's happened to me today, Mr. Jackson. I just can't seem to catch up. Let me get this straight. You want to marry Boo?
If she'll have me.
But you're too old for her. She's just a kid.
Mm-hmm. Boo's blossoming. She's becoming a very attractive woman. I don't know whether you've noticed.
Well, that isn't the point. You just don't think of Boo as anybody's wife.
I do. I can see her in a wedding dress right now. As a matter of fact, I can... Oh, Boo! Well, how nice you look.
Thank you.
Yeah, swell.
I can't tell you how sorry I am, Bud, about Jean.
Oh, forget it.
You have such a noble character.
That dress is exquisite, dear. So are you, dear.
Gee willikers, Mr. Johnson. You're the only man I know that treats me like a woman.
Well, that's because I know that you have the makings of a first-class wife.
Hey, now wait a minute.
What's on your mind, Bud?
You take your hands off her. She's not your kind of girl.
Oh, what kind of girl is she?
I've watched Boo ever since she could walk. She doesn't need you.
Well, there's still a free country, you know. Still a free country. How about a little kiss, baby?
What?
What a woman. I'll be seeing you, Bud.
What's been going on with you and him, anyhow? Does your father know that a man that's practically old enough to be your mother is making passes at you?
Mr. Jackson's awfully nice, and he says the most exciting things.
Now, you listen to me, Boo Brinker. I don't like what's been going around, and I don't like...
What's the matter?
It's you. You look different.
I do? I mean, do I?
Yeah, well, little bit as though you kind of... Yeah, you sure do.
Huh?
You're blossoming. You're becoming a very attractive girl.
I am? Were you going to say something else?
No.
Oh.
Hey, how come you're leaning on me? Your back tired?
I beg your pardon.
Beg my pardon? Ooh, do you like me as much as Mr. Jackson?
More.
Huh?
I guess I always have. You're so strong. I love strong men. They're so, so strong.
Boo, I know I'm not much, but we've always gotten along so well together and everything.
Yes?
Well, what I want to ask you is to marry me.
Marry you?
Now, right away. Only after what's happened, after Jean and all, I don't blame you for saying no.
Well, who said no?
You mean you... Oh, swell. Swell.
Boo. Boo, what goes on?
Well,
here?
Linda, we're going to get married.
Yeah, and right away. If other people can get married, so can other people.
Married? Married you are. You won't change your mind. Stay right here. Don't go away. For heaven's sakes, don't move. Paula, Scott, Rosemary, come here quickly.
Yeah?
Scott, unpack everything. Set up your cameras. Paula and Rosemary, you're to help me tell Mrs. Brinker.
What's happened?
The wedding is going to take place right on schedule, except that the bride is Boo.
And who's the lucky man? Not that it matters.
Behold, the bridegroom cometh.
Him?
Carrie, may I come in?
Now, if you're concerned the fact that I'm still in the house here, I...
Oh, no, don't be silly. Don't be silly. We're going through with our plans. There's going to be a wedding after all. Bud is going to marry Boo.
Who?
Boo.
Boo?
I thought you'd be surprised.
I'm astounded.
Yeah, so we can go back to work then.
Well, you fired me.
I'm unfiring you.
Why?
Oh, for heaven's sakes, Carrie. We have a wedding to run off and not very much time to do it in. Well, I just can't get another writer at this late date.
Here, this for you, the story.
Oh, but Carrie, none of this is any good now. We have to get completely new material. How Bud and Boo grew up together. How they discovered each other only because we came into their lives. That's the lead. Sound all right?
Yeah, very good.
Get started on it right away.
It'll be here when you want it.
My little Boo getting married. I'm so nervous.
Now, before you go downstairs, Mrs. Brinker, I want you to be sure you know just what to do. We're going to take pictures all during the ceremony, but don't let that bother you. Just be natural.
Are you sure I look all right?
Boo, you look lovely. I hope you'll be very happy.
Thank you.
Oh, my baby. My little Boo.
There's the wedding march. Your cue to go down, Mrs. Brinker.
Oh. Don't cry, Mama. I'm just getting married.
Boo, after the ceremony, remember that you and Bud are in the reception line.
Oh, we'll be there.
And just be sure to speak all the names loudly and clearly so that Mr. Jackson can take them down for the picture captions.
Mr. Jackson? But he isn't here.
What do you mean?
I guess you've been too busy to notice. He left last night.
Left?
He even called me from New York this morning to wish me good luck. You didn't know?
No, well, this is hardly your problem, Boo. Good luck, dear. Take her downstairs, Mr. Brinker.
Hold it, madam editor. I want a picture of you.
Oh, Pooh. Get downstairs, Scott, where you belong.
Well, what's the matter with you?
Carrie's left. Walked out without finishing the story.
Where did he go?
New York. Let's face it, we haven't any story.
But he left the copy. I have it right here.
That's the old stuff on Jean.
But I just read it. It's all about Boo. About Boo.
Let me see. Then he knew all the time before I did. This is the whole story.
I don't get it.
Oh, it's very simple. Terribly simple. I've been an absolute idiot.
Well, if you're looking for an argument, you'd better pick another subject. Well, we don't want to miss Boo's wedding. Why, Linda, you're crying.
I'm not crying. It's not dignified.
Oh, by all means, keep your dignity, Madam Editor. Personally, on these cold wintry nights, I like a nice warm back to put my feet on. Shall we go down?
Yes.
Well, Linda, I guess this finishes it, The June issue, all ready to go to press. Any idea what we'll do for July?
Something rare, rich and novel, probably with firecrackers in it.
Same writer? Oh, by the way, he called my office this afternoon.
What was he calling about?
His check.
Oh. Well, I'll be inside with the boss.
Come in, Linda, come in. And what is that untidy object you're clutching?
Our June issue Carlton dummy copy.
I need your okay before it goes to the printers.
Sit down.
Carlton, you have 3 months in which to find a new editor for Home Life.
Resigning? You?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, if you've had a better offer, I'm sure.
No, no, it's just that I'm tired of being a brick wall covered with roses. Now on it, lavender and old lace for Linda Gilman.
With slippers and a pipe for Carrie Jackson?
Mm. If I can find him.
I take it he's not aware of the bliss in store for him.
No. You seen him?
Mm-hmm.
Has he been in?
Constantly. Personally, I think he's just been waiting for you to come back.
Oh, yes, I can imagine.
Well, why don't you ask him? Come on, open that door.
You trying to tell me that...
Then I'll open the door.
Hi.
Carrie.
Yeah?
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, Carrie. I was all wrong about you.
You always have been.
I only have 2 more issues to get out. I'll be free after that.
You need a rest.
I was thinking maybe next month we'd do the story of Jean and Jim, the newlyweds in Chicago.
Have a good time.
No, no, I meant all of us.
No. No, not me. Be doing something else. I'm leaving. As a matter of fact, I just stopped in now to say goodbye to Carl and see my suitcases here.
Well, it's a beautiful wedding, Carrie. Everyone was very happy, except me. I cried. I cried for a long time. I haven't done that in years.
Hay fever?
Oh, Carrie, don't make jokes. Don't shut me out.
Well, what do you expect? You had me on a merry-go-round all week. Go away, Carrie. Come back, Carrie. I never knew whether you were going to kiss me or kick me.
Well, you want me to tell you?
No, now don't get provocative. And stop turning off the lights. Yeah, we've been through all that.
Oh, Carrie, you know very well we're perfectly mated. After all, we're of opposite sexes.
Well, perhaps you remember a conversation we had about growing roses on Sunday versus carrying these suitcases all over Europe. It's become a very simple, old-fashioned question of who wears the pants. I'd look pretty silly without them.
Carrie, wait.
Well?
You forgot your suitcases. I'll carry them. Where to?
Berlin?
Uh-huh.
Afghanistan?
Uh-huh.
Baluchistan?
Uh-huh.
Madagascar?
Uh-huh. Anywhere, sir.
The curtain has fallen on the Broadway Playhouse production of June Bride, starring Betty Davis and James Stewart. In good old American dollars and cents, an education pays off every time. There's nothing like a good general education to help a man get ahead in this world. And when it comes to specializing, you've got to have that extra know-how. USAFI, the United States Armed Forces Institute, has designed self-study correspondence courses and other educational programs to give you the general or the specialized education you need and want. Our foremost educators have spent years preparing the material in such a form that the subjects may be learned in the easiest, the fastest way. With you, the serviceman, as their first consideration, these educators realized that your study time would be a matter of squeezing in a few minutes or hours here and there. And so they made each course as simple, clear, and interesting and profitable as possible. And they succeeded. Because since the establishment of USAFI, well over 2 million men and women have continued their education through USAFI, receiving high school diplomas and college credits as a result of their work. See your information and education officer today and learn the easy USAFI way. You are cordially invited to be with us again next week when stars of Broadway and Hollywood will again appear in another production of The Broadway Playhouse. Broadway Playhouse has been a presentation of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.